Rising Chats. Join me and my writers and tune in to our many wonderful conversations we have every day, covering a wide range of topics. Chatting is a great way to communicate as it makes your trip go quicker and also more enjoyable. And what better place to meet and connect with people than in the car driving around our stunning city, Sydney, with all of its beauty, diversity and cultures. Tune in as we talk and hear the many different stories from all the amazing people who have come to call this great city home. Because everybody has a story to tell.
Oh, my missus is calling me.
There you go.
Hey, I'm real weird. I'm sorry, baby. I'm going to have to hang up on you. I'm currently on a podcast. Yeah, I'm in the Uber, but I'm on a podcast right now, so I'm going to hang up on you, all right?
6 minutes.
She hung up on me.
Oh, no.
Didn't even say anything. She's just like, wow,
all right. That's all right. That's what happens when you're on a show. Yeah. So, Brendan, talk to me, man. What are you up to? Where are you going?
Going home right now.
Yeah.
I've just quit my job a week and a half ago.
Ooh.
And I start my new job next week. So
okay.
I'm pretty excited.
Which
just
is?
Been hanging out.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Marketing. Well, more so tech sales. So I sell marketing tech.
Yeah.
Before this, I was doing sales for a real shit company. I'm not going to bother naming them because it's just, it was a joke of a place. The boss was stuck in the 80s. Just a bunch of dickheads.
Time to get out, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Time to get out. Don't
it
worry.
Is what it is.
Mate, you got to make that call sometimes.
Yeah, and that was it. You know, I was only there for 6 months, but it was 6 months too long.
Sometimes trial and error.
And that's there, exactly it. It was a nice stepping stone.
Yeah, well, you learn something from there at least.
Exactly.
And you progress, keep moving forward.
That's exactly it.
Well, as long as you're happy. As long as you're happy with your decision you made.
Oh, love it.
That's it, bro.
I get
that's
to work
it.
From home now.
Then
I get 6 days a year where I can just text the boss saying, hey, I'm having a me day, and I don't have to go in. So much stuff. Like, so many bonuses and little perks and things that just make
better,
it awesome.
Better.
So I'm real excited to start.
As long as you improve, Brendan, you always got to improve.
Oh, so exactly.
As long as you're going upwards and onwards, you know?
Every day.
So if you're at a job and it's not happening for you, you're not feeling it, bro, just move on.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that.
To be honest with you, I was in my last job for 18 years and I quit.
What were you doing?
That was a long time. I had my own van, pick up and delivery run.
Okay.
So I had a couple of suburbs out west. I looked after the businesses that was in my area.
Okay.
But it was time to move on. You get that feeling, then you get that feeling. Doesn't matter how long you've been there, as long as you have that feeling it's time to move on.
No, of course.
Then you just move on. Doesn't matter if you're there for 6 months, 18 years, you just gotta follow your instinct. That's right.
If you're hating what you do, don't do it.
That's right, don't do it.
It's not worth it.
Because your time.
No amount of money is worth it.
Your time, bro. Your time is important.
Exactly, there's only so much.
Don't waste it.
It was like this morning, actually, I was watching a YouTube video that popped up of someone that was interviewing millionaires, seniors, like all the people that were quite old, and asking them questions about if they have any regrets and things like that. And a lot of it came down to their time management and not, you know, doing things that they liked sooner. And these are all people, like one of the guys was the individual that invented the Ethernet cable for like your computer.
Computer, yes.
So he's worth millions of dollars, and there are a bunch of people like that, and it all came down to that. That's just, we wish we spent more time doing things that we loved more.
That's right.
Obviously, now that they're retired and have all the money in the world, you know, it's not too late, but there's some things that you can't really do when you get to that age.
Well, is it at least, Brendan, sometimes you have to, like, work it out. Like, you got to, like, trust your instinct, you know?
That's exactly
like,
it.
Like, your gut instinct. Trust it. Go with it. There's a reason why you're feeling something about this. There's that feeling that you get. There's a reason why it's happening. So you need to, like, be able to, like, move on. You know what I mean? The signs always happen. Just move on. There's always something better, right?
Always.
See?
And people don't realize that. They think, oh no, this is like really good. It's like, yeah, but if you leave, there will be better.
Better, 100%. But you know what happens? Brendan, they're stuck in that.
They get comfortable.
In the comfort zone. They're stuck. And they haven't got courage to leave.
It's everyone's biggest fear is getting out of the comfort zone.
Yeah, but you need to have courage. But when you have courage in life, you go. Fortune favors the brave, as they say.
Yep,
see?
Sure does.
So you need to be brave and just go for it. You believe in yourself, right?
Absolutely.
You believe in your ability. You believe in who you are. You know what kind of person you are.
If you can't, who will?
That's right. And if you don't look after you, who will?
Exactly.
You see?
It all comes down to you and yourself.
That's right. But you gotta take that step. Take that plunge. You know, it's just, if people just do it, then I feel much better. Like that, don't you feel much better? Don't you feel better? I feel better. Times. I feel 100 times better.
Seriously, without a doubt in my mind.
Doesn't matter how long.
Mm-hmm.
It served its purpose. See, your 6 months, it served its purpose for you.
Yep.
Didn't it?
Absolutely.
See, my 18 years, whatever it was, it served its purpose. That's it. But you move on. Life goes on. You just push yourself out there and see what takes you. Look, see what takes you.
Yeah, I love this, actually. See? This is a real cool idea.
Cool, very good idea, but that's all right. So now you got, you see, you got a present for your sister-in-law.
Yes.
For her engagement.
Yeah, it's this Saturday.
Oh, wow.
To the Sydney Aquarium, which I've never actually been to.
What are you going there?
Yeah, for the engagement party. They've rented out the whole venue, the aquarium.
What?
So yeah, it'll be real cool.
You can do that?
Apparently.
Not the whole aquarium, surely. Just no, maybe a room or something.
I really have no idea just yet. I'm excited to see though, because I want to see the aquarium itself as well. I hope it's not just a room.
No, the one in Darling Harbour.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Hopefully it's all sweet.
Yeah. Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, I can't wait to be honest.
Why are they having it there? They must love
Alice. I think it was their first date before they.
Oh,
and it's been 7 years now, and just got engaged. So.
Oh, they're going back there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It'll definitely be interesting.
Yeah, aquarium, it's pretty cool. I don't think I've heard anyone have an engagement at the aquarium.
Neither. But then again, I mean, I'm not really from here.
And no, but I don't spend too much time here. Yeah, but I don't think I've... Anyway, well, you know what? You go. Check it out.
Exactly. Oh,
it'll be awesome. It'll be awesome.
It will be.
So where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
You're from Canada.
Yeah. Did you think that, though? And be honest. You can say no. Like, I will not be offended.
Your accent is not like a Canadian accent.
What do you think my accent sounds like? That's my curiosity.
That's a good question. Normally I'm good. I'm pretty good with these accents. I always get them. But you don't sound Canadian. It's because you got French.
I was Canadian? Born in Montreal, so yeah. You picked that up.
See, maybe that's because there's a French accent there as well. Yeah. Maybe. See, it's not like American or Canadian full accent, is it?
Well,
no.
People, whenever they say and they try to guess where I'm from, I always get told, you're Irish. I'm like, what the hell?
No, you're not. No,
any Irish in my blood.
You don't sound Irish to me.
But, well, apparently the way you pronounce my R's is a bit, I roll them a little, so people hear that and think I'm Irish.
Okay, when you pronounce your R's.
But people only ever say that or American.
No, you're not American.
I get Canadian 1 in 10 times. It's hilarious. So I always ask people.
You know why? Because American Canadian sounds the same. Well, you don't sound. There's no American or Canadian accent that you can tell. I can tell it's from somewhere, but I can't tell where.
Oh, shit, I'd hope it's from somewhere.
Yeah, it's a good thing. You keep people guessing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Make a little game out of it.
Yeah, guess where I'm from. That's it. Ah, cool, man. So are you here for the engagement, or are you here now for
I've been here for 3 years now.
Okay.
And hoping to stay here forever. I don't ever want to go back to live.
You love it here.
I'm a shit Canadian. I don't like the snow. I don't ski. I don't snowboard. I don't skate.
Well, there's none of that here. It's all sunshine.
Exactly. It's why I love it. Except the winter, where it's actually cold as hell in the apartments here, because apparently there's no insulation in Australia.
Okay. Some do, some don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends.
The high-end ones do.
It depends on where you are. But it's a nice little spot.
Yeah, I love it here.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful.
Interesting. Well, Brandon, very nice to meet you, man.
You as well, man.
Very nice.
Thank you.
We ran out of time.
No problem.
Doesn't matter. Next time, I'm always in the area. I'll bump into you. We'll catch up.
Love it.
All right? Good.
Sounds
man.
Good. Look after yourself. Just a little bit more up.
Yeah, look after yourself. Look after your... And have fun at the engagement.
Oh, I definitely will.
And enjoy your stay and... Good luck with everything, man.
Perfect.
Take care.
And good luck with this as well.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
All the best.
Take care.
See you, bro. You too.